Life is worth living.
Is that how you really feel when the record button is pressed?
Sometimes.
I know it is good just to like talk about like just meaningless. Well, it is meaningful, but just like.
But it's meaningless and like.
Yes.
In the grand scheme of things.
Like, what are we really talking about?
What are we doing here? What are we talking about? But do you know what you could be doing?
What?
You could be following us on Instagram.
You could have put in a suggestion for what we would talk about this week.
Because we've got a lot of good ones that we are going to discuss this evening.
Yeah. We just like threw up a little story because we love to get y'all's like opinions. And we all kind of have the same For You page, it seems.
Oh, yeah. Because based on the responses that we've seen, it's yes. Sophia and I have talked about maybe like a couple of things before we started. And yeah. Her and I are on the same page, which we are all good. Okay, first of all, before we get started, Amsterdam?
Yes.
Random, but I'm also loving it at the same time.
It is a little random, and it's because Dax, my like college bestie, if y'all don't know, we typically go on the most trips together. Like, he is my travel friend. He got a random flight deal, and it was like $380 back and forth from JFK to Amsterdam. Now, granted, I did have to like,
than, like,
oh yeah, that's like unheard of. Like, right? I think it's like usually like $600 or $700.
Jeez.
Yeah. I did have to buy a flight from Atlanta to JFK, but I used miles for it. So, and I try to like to never use my miles. I'm so stingy, but I really just was like, I can't do that charge to my credit card today.
Right. Valid.
Just like, yeah, no. But yeah, Amsterdam, it's like a 7.5 hour flight. I leave tomorrow.
Fun. And
I'll be gone for 5 nights.
That's so exciting.
I am excited. If anyone's listening to this and are like, does this dumb girl not know what's also happening there? There are some protests happening and like some riots and things.
Oh,
like,
perfect.
Tad bit of like civil unrest. But I don't know. I'm just praying and hoping that nothing bad happens to me personally.
Yep.
I feel like that's all.
Like thoughts and prayers, babe. Thoughts and prayers to you.
I mean, it's like the city's not under lockdown by any means, right. But there's like a couple groups of like some angry people at the moment, and yeah. But also, where we're staying is nowhere near like the west side of the city, and that's what's happening. Good. So,
just wear a big sign or wear a big shirt that's like, "I'm an American."
Like, yeah, it's like, please don't hurt me.
Please don't. Just visiting.
Yeah, and so, like, there's a bunch of... We're going to go to, like, the Van Gogh Museum and the Heineken Museum. You can go to, like, the Anne Frank House. Like, there's just, like, boat tours and, like, wine and cheese. What are they known for? Like, chocolate and then... I think it's chocolate and cheese. Yeah, so, I mean, hello. Like, my two favorite food groups. Like,
right.
Okay.
Not mad about that.
No, not at all.
That sounds... I'm so jealous. I want to, like,
I want you to come visit me, though. I was so happy when you texted me the other day and you were like, I want to put something on the calendar to come see you.
I do. I'm itching to do something. I'm itching to do something. Because at first I was like, oh, I almost on a whim just like bought a ticket. But then I was like, let me plan and coordinate first before I just do that. So, but yeah, we're thinking maybe sometime in the good old new year, possibly, maybe.
Yeah. We'll see. I have nothing down for January, so whenever you want. My schedule is pretty flexible, so.
Cool.
Just find the cheapest flight, girl. Get the deal.
Yeah. Like, I think in January it's like $200 or something like that.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
I'm like, hey, I'll take it. I'll just do Delta so I don't have to pay for a carry-on. Call it a day.
Call it a day. I am only bringing a carry-on to Amsterdam.
Woo!
She's packed. I'm looking at her right now. She's busting at the seams, but she is packed.
The seams. I love
that. I had to, like, unzip the extendo to, like, get the...
The extendo clip.
The... That extra inch, you know.
Period. Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm, like, fully prepared for them to be like, we're gonna have to check that.
They're going to open it up and it's going to be like that, you know, that like circus thing where you like open the box and a bunch of like go everywhere.
Like everything is bouncing.
Literally. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I feel like I obviously I can do it. I packed everything and I somehow made it work, but it was kind of like a challenge to myself. I'm like,
yeah,
I didn't want to check a bag. It was like $75.
And already I had to pay $280 to freaking change my flight because I booked the wrong time. Dack on it.
I hate sitting here like bragging about this good deal that I got, and I really paid like I paid the normal amount.
You paid the normal price to go. Like, let's be real. Like, you paid the normal price.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? You live and you learn. That's okay. That's okay.
Sure. It's like, that's what credit cards are for. That's what my mom always says.
I love that.
Sometimes you just gotta, like, take the charge.
Honestly, speaking of credit cards, one thing that I do not understand is when you pay off a credit card, your credit score goes down.
Oh, really?
Make that make sense. Yes, I paid off one of my three credit cards that I have. I paid one of them off because I was like, you know, I've been making like little payments towards it. Because if you pay towards the principal, then, you know, it helps your credit. So I was doing that. But then I was like, you know what? Like, I'm tired of seeing a balance. Like, I'm just going to pay for it. So I paid the credit card. Next day, I get an alert. Your credit score was updated. I was like, oh, okay, slay. It went down 10 points.
10 points!
I'm like,
what the heck?
I paid off this credit card. I worked hard to get my credit back up.
Yeah.
I let a medical bill go to collections.
Oh, dang.
Do not recommend doing that.
Did it, like, compound interest?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully. That's good. But yeah. It was very much like, because, so this is a, you know, this is a yikes moment for me, but I went to the emergency room like 2 years ago, and we talked about that in a couple episodes ago, but they smacked me with a hefty medical bill, and I do this thing where I know that there's something that I need to do, but I just don't do it.
Yeah.
I do that all the time, but so then I would get a letter in the mail being like, hey, you need to pay it by this date. I was like, yeah, I probably should. And then I put the envelope down and I'm like, that's scary. I don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't. And then I get another letter being like, hey girl, you were supposed to pay. You got to pay. I'm like, oh my, you're absolutely right, but I'm not gonna. And then another bill, and then another letter would come in the mail. And then I get phone calls. They send it to my mom's address. It was...
They were tracking me down.
Yeah. And they were like, babe, you need to pay this medical bill or we're going to send it to collections. And I was like, you won't. And they did. So... you won't? Like, so... And they did. So, when I was trying to get a loan for my car, I was going through my bank. Mm-hmm. And they called me and they were like, your credit is messed up because you have a bill in collections. They said, we're denying you your loan. Mm. And I said, okay, awesome, thank you. And I hung up and just started sobbing because I was like, oh, why did I do this to myself? I paid it. And I worked incredibly hard to get my credit score back up. And now it's almost perfect.
Like, perfect, like, isn't perfect? It's like, what is the
800 scale? Is perfect.
Your credit score is close to 800?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, my credit score is... Well, it was. It's 787.
Ooh, okay. I'm 750
that's
or
good.
So.
That's good.
Like, yeah, but 800, like, that's... I've never met anyone who's up as high as, like, 780 or whatever.
My mother has an 800 credit score.
Jeez.
She has never been late on a payment.
Wow.
In her entire life.
Wow.
Yeah. That's must be crazy. Nice.
I love, don't you love those videos? I don't know why this reminded me of the car videos where they like at the dealership and they go around and ask all the employees, they're like, what's the lowest credit score like you've ever sold to?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what was your like first car?
Yep.
I eat it up. I love it.
I love that.
No, some people are out here with like 200 credit scores. Like,
that would stress me out.
20.
That would stress me out.
I know, right?
Well, I feel like credit scores in reality are just, I feel like credit is stupid.
It is because they punish you for paying off a credit card. Like, yes. They want you to... I would get, like, if you closed your account, that looks bad.
Yeah.
But, like, paying it, like, okay. You're,
like, okay, and?
Weird.
Insanely
So I
weird.
Guess charge some stuff. Go shopping a little bit.
Right? Like, I don't know. I still have a credit balance on another card of mine, but I'm slowly paying it off.
Yeah.
Slowly.
It's okay. Yeah, I'm same.
It is what it is.
I know. I mean, and it's good to have a credit card.
Oh, for sure. Because you do want to build credit eventually, because when you do need to get a loan for a house.
Right.
A car. Student loans. Things like that. Oh,
seriously. That's my student loans are bringing me down. Oof. They're bringing me down.
Same.
That's, oh my gosh.
It's horrific.
I'll never, I have $29,000 in student loans or something. I'll never pay it off. And I'm okay with that. My payment's not too bad. I'm just here, just take it.
That's honestly, that's kind of how, that's the boat. I think mine is $35,000-$40,000. And I'm just kind of
I'm going to die with that debt.
<'Cause> technically it's in my mom's name.
Yeah.
So I'm just paying the payments. It gets automatically taken out. I get a thank you for your payment. And I'm okay.
And it's literally a grain of sand taken out.
Literally. And then interest packs on that payment right back. I'm okay, great. Love that.
Okay. Just love cancel that. Each other out.
Literally. I'm I just need to win the freaking lottery.
Let me tell you. Really nice.
Guess what else happened to me yesterday?
Huh.
Well, okay. Just a little bit of a life update. So, for the past couple of weeks, I've done nothing but come home and rot.
Yeah. Right?
And I'm tired of it because my room is messy. My bathroom was getting gross. The trash was accumulating. Very much depression room. You know what I mean? So I was I can't do this anymore. But when I would get off of work, I'd be so tired. I wouldn't want to clean and I wouldn't want to do anything because I was so tired. Right. So I said, I almost kind of tricked myself. And I was okay, I am going to use me watching TV as a reward in a way, instead of just being for it being an expectation.
Yeah.
So every day that I've gotten off of work this week, I have given myself two tasks to do, because I'm if I give myself a little at a time and then my reward is rotting on the couch or laying in bed and watching my show, then we're in good shape. So I promise there's a point to this. So Monday I decided to go to Home Goods because I wanted to redo a little bit of my bathroom.
Ooh.
So I threw away my old shower curtain and the liner. I got rid of the bath mat and the little flower carpet that I have in there. Cause I'm this is giving 13-year-old girl. I'm almost 30. I need to kind of start being a little bit more grown up when it comes to my decor decisions. So long story short, I'm in my hands and knees, Cinderella style, in the bathroom scrubbing the floor. Right?
Okay.
I'm, basically a toothbrush to the grout. I'm getting in there because I'm I just want this to be clean. So, Sophie, you've been in my bathroom. You know that little tiny hallway looking thing that leads to this random little back area? That's where I keep all of my cleaning supplies. So I was back there getting my cleaning supplies. And you know when you stare at one spot for a long time and then when you look up, it almost looks a little dizzy? A little bit like blurry or whatever. I was looking at my wall and I was am I losing my mind or is my wall caving in right now? I was no, that can't be. So I did the rubbing my eyes thing and I looked and I'm my wall is caving in.
What?
So I stood up and I stuck my hand on the wall and I pushed it.
Water.
And the entire wall moved.
No.
It literally felt like a pillow. Entire wall moved. And I put my hand on it and just lightly pressed. And I immediately threw my hands back. Because if I were to have put a little oomph to it, my hand would have gone through the wall. Easily.
Oh.
I was I immediately stepped back and I said, that doesn't look right. And then I looked closer and I got down on my hands and knees. I took a video. I'll show it to you. I got down on my hands and knees. The wall is coming out. It's separating. Cause there's a little slant.
Yeah.
There's a slant and then there's the wall here.
Okay.
The wall where it meets here before it slants, yeah, this, the wall is separating off. I'll show you. I took a video.
I need to see this. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're renting that place and it's not yours, because as a homeowner, sure, this is like your worst freaking nightmare. Dude.
Yeah. I immediately was like, I immediately FaceTimed my dad. Because I was like, is this water damage? I was like, because if this is water damage, then I'm not going to be able to use my shower for a few days. I'm like, I immediately called my dad and he was like, Brittany, it might just be like, he was like, is it sheetrock? Is it this? I'm like, Dad, you were asking the wrong person. He was like, can you find a stud? I said, what are you talking about? I know what a stud is, but like, I'm like,
yeah, Dad, but like, let me get my stud finder.
No, literally, I'm like, where's my stud finder at? Like, let me get a hammer and knock on the freaking wall. I'm like, I'm scared to touch the wall at this point. All right, I'll fast forward it. Maybe you can see. Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah, dude.
Like, oh, that's so bad.
Separating off of the wall. So I immediately texted the landlord and I was like, hey girl, hey queen. So I just now noticed that this is happening. You might need to get somebody out here like yesterday to come check this out. Because if it's water damage, then it's going to cost you a little bit of a pretty penny.
Yeah.
To fix that. But light at the end of the tunnel, it is not water damage.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Yay. It's literally just the sheetrock.
Oh.
The sheetrock on the other side of the wall. So all they're going to need to do is just basically cut a big old hole in the sheetrock and replace it. So apparently my shower has nothing to do with that. Like the water doesn't even run over in that spot. It runs like down and through the side of the house. So
whoa,
I know,
I can't imagine like discovering that, like, because that place in your bathroom is kind of hidden. Like, I could see how you wouldn't even notice that was going on back there.
I just go back there and get my cleaning supplies, or and I keep my filters back there.
Yeah,
so like the only time that I really go back there is for that.
It's like 2 feet wide or something, right? Or like it's very,
it's I took another video so people can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it is a super tiny hallway. Like, hallway is even, that's kind of pushing it, but I'll show y'all what I'm talking about here.
So she had someone come out and look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had a contractor come out and look, so you can even see it. There's my shower, and then
yeah,
you can see the wall. Like, it's on a curve.
Okay, yeah, it's far back there.
Yeah, and you can see, like, there's a little strip. Like, and it's hard to tell through the phone, but, like, you can see the wall, like, push in when I put my hand on it. Yeah, girl. Scary.
Heck yeah.
Literally.
Wow. Okay, well, so your bathroom redo was good?
Oh, yeah. I got a new shower curtain. It's so adorable. I love it. I got a new shower curtain. I got new bath mats. I got a new little area rug for my other little, like, kind of random room that I'm currently in. Because the rug that was in here, it was just ugly, and I've always hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling myself, oh, no, you like it, Brittany. It's fine. No, it sucked. It was awful. So I got a brand new little area rug. I switched out my closet yesterday.
Ooh.
That was my task. I folded my towels and I switched out my closets. Now all of my summer stuff is packed away in storage, and all of my sweaters and long sleeve things are hung up. I sorted my laundry. I took the trash out. Like, I have been very productive.
There you go. Proud of you. Yeah,
thanks.
I know, that feels so good. Like, when you just like crazy clean, like it's, you're like in a mode you can't get out of it.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. I wanted to read this little story real quick. This is like, it's kind of sad. It's about my family, but we don't have to be like sad about it. I mean, anyways, whatever. It's, I feel like there's a good lesson in it, is basically why I want to tell it. Okay, so my uncle got a message from a guy on Facebook, and this guy was reaching out to him after, like, it's been like probably 40 plus years since he's ever met them or ever seen my uncle, but my mom and my grandmother and my uncle were living in Scottsdale, Arizona at the time. Nanny was had just gotten divorced. My mom and uncle were like teenagers, and my uncle was like delivering pizzas for the Pizza Hut. I think my mom was in school, and like Nanny didn't have a job. They were on like falling on really tough times. Okay. Yeah. So they were in like a one bedroom apartment, and like they were all sleeping in there, and like, yeah, it was just a really tough time. So my uncle is delivering pizzas. His car breaks down. And so he's waiting on the side of the road, like waiting for someone to, you know, hitchhike, whatever, like someone please come by. This guy pulls up in a van and offers him a ride. And as they are driving away from his car, at some point, the guy's van breaks down.
Oh,
so, and it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, double. So that's kind of where this story picks up, because I'm just going to read the message from Facebook. So it picks up by saying, yep, the Volkswagen bus. Yes, broken down vehicles is the story of my life. The guy says, I drove trucks for 30 years. When we first met, I had just gotten divorced or was getting a divorce. Well, I married the same girl two more times. Didn't work out. Love is not always enough.
Oh.
He says, actually, what I wanted to share with you and what got me thinking about you, I eventually was baptized. And one of the reasons was you, your mom, and Judy, my mom.
Oh.
There was a mattress in the living room, and I know things weren't going well for you guys at the time, but you all sat down and prayed over leftover pizza. I never got over that. I have prayed many times for your family since.
Someone hugged this man.
How sweet is that? Like, it's been like I said, 40 plus years, and this guy has said that he's prayed over, like, my family ever since then, just from that, like, one interaction that they had.
Wow.
All that time ago. It's just amazing. It's like, you never know the impact that you have on people's lives. Something, my mom doesn't even remember the guy. She's like, oh, I mean, I remember being in Scottsdale and, like, the mattress, like, sleeping on the mattress, like, eating pizza, but I don't ever remember meeting him. But, like, that basically led him to Christianity is what it sounds like. He ended up getting baptized, and just by seeing them like sit down and pray over leftover pizza, which is just like so
that's like, beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. You're right.
I love that.
Aww. I know, I just want to share that story. Wow. And what else, my mom was like, she, because I told her, I asked her if I could share it, and she said yes. And I was like, I want to share that, you know, you never know the impact you leave on people. And she was like, well, also share that you never know who's praying for you. So all I know, wow, all those years,
wow,
and like all the trials and tribulations, like my mom, my uncle, Nanny, like all the things they went through, this guy was out there like praying for them the whole time.
That's beautiful.
I know, right? So that's sweet.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Shedding a little tear.
I know. I just, wow. I felt like I had to share that little tidbit.
Yeah.
A little bit of encouragement.
No kidding.
I know. You never know. Like, say hey to a stranger, make small talk in the elevator.
Exactly.
Like, just be that person who's always willing to, like, smile at someone and just have a nice casual convo.
I think that's where I lack a little bit. With strangers.
Yeah.
Especially, like, especially when it comes to giving compliments to people.
Yeah.
I struggle with doing that.
I feel like it's, like, you have to, like, train yourself. Because, like, it is awkward. And, of course, right. I even, like, I'm like, oh, I want to say something so bad. Like, right? In my head. And I just never go through with it. I know. But then I'm like, imagine, like, we know how good it feels when someone says it to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to think about. It's like, yeah. I know the feeling of that random compliment and, like, what it can, like, do for the day.
Yep.
It can be everything.
Because I was working one day, and there was this lady getting out of the car, and she had a romper on, and it was so cute. Like, I audibly, like, you know when you think, like, oh, that's a cute dress, or, like, I love her shorts, or, like, blah, blah, blah. This was, like, I said out loud to myself in the car, I go, oh, my God, I love that romper.
Mm.
Like, it looks so good. Like, it looked so good. Like, it looked like, you know when you just see an item of clothing for somebody, and it's, like, it was just made for them?
Yeah.
Like, that's how it looked on this woman. Like, she looked good. So I immediately got out of the car because, like, I was pulling into a parking spot and I was like, oh my gosh, she's getting ready to leave. Like, I have to tell her before she leaves. So, like, I got out of the car And I basically like screamed across the parking lot. But I was like, excuse me? And she said, yeah. And I said, I love that romper on you. I was like, that is absolutely darling. I'm obsessed with it. And she like, you could just tell, like, it just, she almost kind of like exhaled a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So I always try to go out of my way to compliment people, but it's always those people that either don't give you the same energy back,
mm-hmm.
or that kind of like have like a visceral, not a visceral reaction, but have like a things reaction.
Oh, I would cry if someone reacted that way.
That's happened to me before. It was horrific. Yeah, I was in. It was horrific. I was in Kentucky visiting my best friend Ashley. I think I may have told you this before, but because I'm having a deja vu moment, but maybe I'm losing it. But I was hanging out with her, and we were out to dinner, and we were sitting outside, and these two girls walked out, and they looked amazing.
Yeah.
It was two beautiful black women, and their skin was like, it looked like they had just put on like a body oil or something. So like they were glowing, they smelt good, like face beat, like body tea, like the whole, like the whole nine, you know what I mean? I like did a double take and my jaw dropped because I was like, they're gorgeous. Like it was one of those, like, I felt compelled. I had to say something. So when they were walking by me and Ashley, I leaned over. I said, I just have to say, y'all are so beautiful. Like, y'all look so good. And they said, thanks.
That's it?
I immediately went, uh-huh.
I love it. Serve back the energy.
Ew.
Yeah,
ew.
No.
Ew. That's just, ew. That makes me so angry.
That's like the worst case scenario.
Like, why? You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
Like, it's just like I'm not expecting everybody to be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I'm not expecting that, but at least like.
Oh my God, thanks, girl.
Like, wow, thank you. Like, that's right. So sweet. Something.
You would think. I feel like it takes more like focus to be like, thanks, then like, oh my gosh, thanks, because like you probably caught them by surprise. So right. Like, you know, it's like right. A genuine like, oh, like none of that. Just
thanks.
Okay.
I take it back. I take it all the way back.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, wait, I'm looking at our suggestions. We'd have to speak on the $98 pajamas because we got three things about that.
We do have to speak. So if you all have no idea,
I'm looking up her name.
Have no idea. Her name is like Cecily Bachman, whatever her name
Bachman,
is.
Yes.
Bachman. She and her sister, I think sister's name is Samantha. Don't mm-hmm. quote me on it. They came up with a pajama company called For the Mems,
mm-hmm.
right? Love the name, super cute. However, they are advertising pajama sets specifically that are $98 or $95, whatever, dollars for the PJ set. And people are up in frickin' arms about it, being like, why are you making $98 pajamas in this economy with everything going on right now? Like, you're making $95 or however much it is, pajamas. Like, insane, first of all.
It's just the fact that they're not worth $98 for me. That's like, who? If they were silk, okay.
Right.
They're poly blend. Like, you can get Skims pajamas for cheaper. Can get Victoria's Secret pajamas for cheaper. Like, and these are not, by the way, any, like, jaw-dropping, groundbreaking designs on there. You know, and it doesn't have, like, a brand name on. You know, it's, like, red pajamas buttoned down with, like, Santa on the right pocket.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, super basic, like, you know, maybe a couple bows. I don't know. Don't quote me on it. Yeah. Whatever. Like, there's nothing special. Like, they're adorable, don't get me wrong, but they are nothing special. And I was talking to my roommate about it tonight, and I was like, okay, my thing is, I think it flopped so hard because of who they're marketing to.
Who did they say they were marketing to?
They are, like, they're just, they're whole, because, like, I found their TikTok account. I found, like, you know, all of the drama, whatever. And they're saying, like, oh, you know, every, like, the family matching outfits, like, family matching PJ sets, and, like, blah, matching PJ sets for the whole family, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so you're marketing to families, right?
Yeah.
Not the average family can afford $400 to $500, depending on how many people are in your family, worth of pajamas.
Yeah. Because they're marketing it as, like, buy two or three or four. Like, your exactly. order is going, yeah, it's going to contain more than one set of pajamas. So you're right. Now we're up to $400 or $500 for the whole family.
That's crazy. When you can go to Old Navy and they have PJ pants for $5 a pop. Are they comfortable? No. But you're matching. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard.
But you're matching.
Yeah.
And I was telling my roommate too, I'm like, listen, if you were advertising them as luxury pajama sets with a decent Egyptian cotton thread count, whatever, like, you know, stitched with the Pope's tears, like, that's a completely different story than, heck yeah, they're going to be worth Swarovski crystal engraved something. Okay, slay. $100, done. Fine. But you're marketing to the all-American family.
Yeah.
Or, like, the, you know, to the average Joe, the average family. But not the average family can afford a freaking $500 family set of PJs. That's insane.
No. And someone made a good point, too, because they made a follow-up video lowering the prices. Did you see that?
I did. Yeah.
And then I keep getting on my For You page, like, people talking about the drama, like, reviewing it. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm a marketing expert, like, here's what I think or whatever. Anyways, this lady was like, now it looks even worse because now they know, like, you need to stand your ground. Like, if your price yes. is your price, then it's your price because right. you think that's what it's worth. If the internet, all they have to do is tell you that it's not worth that and you're willing to drop the price, like, you don't believe in your product that much. Like, facts. Or you don't know enough. And I think in their video, they were like, we're really new to this, like, our first company and this, that, and the other. But I'm like, it's not like she is doing a collab with another brand and she doesn't get to set the price.
Yes.
This is all her doing and their decision making. Right. So, like, who convinced you that this right. was, like, they obviously need to listen to some different people because all wrong. Like, now they have more clout than ever now because this is going. Oh,
for sure. Absolutely. And now people are buying it just to review it.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this other girl being like, oh, I bought the $98 pajama set so you didn't have to. Like, follow me for an update, blah, 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 whatever. Like, now people are just doing it to probably talk badly about it just to review it, and I'm like, joke's on you, you're putting money in their pocket. But at the same time, and, like, in the video, people are like zooming in on Cecily's sister. Is her name Samantha? Is that yeah. her name? People are like zooming in on Samantha's face being like, she's mad, like she's you could just read by her body language that she's furious. No. Because at this point apparently they're not seeing any profit from dropping the price. They're like, we're not going to get a single bit back from our investment. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know who advised you or convinced you to, like you said, to charge $98 for PJs. Like, they better have a remote that heats, you know what I mean?
Seriously. And it's your first drop as a brand new business. Like, you can't expect to have made a profit anyways. Like, people right. usually take a loss for, like, the first couple months.
Oh,
like,
exactly.
So
yeah.
what? Like,
literally.
That was a stupid tidbit.
Agreed.
Like, they are poly freaking blend. Like, they are, you guys are making an insane profit, period. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're probably going to make a profit in your next one. I mean, I'm sure they've sold out now, but, like,
oh, probably.
Don't act like that's, like, doing us a favor that you, like, you drop the price like that. I just don't, I'm just not into it.
Agreed.
I feel like read the room.
Yes.
In this economy.
In this, literally read the room, babe. Like, like, you might be doing great, but not everybody else is. If no. you want to target the people that are well off, then you need to up the thread count, queen.
Yeah, go ahead and do so.
Yes. Stat.
We also have a lot of Brianna Chicken Fry and Mr. Zach B.
Did I watched the entire... the entirety of the... or I listened to the BFF podcast for the first time.
Did you?
I listened to the whole thing. Do you know anything about it?
I do. I've only seen clips, though. I haven't listened to the full podcast.
He is clinically insane.
Yeah.
Did you... so you didn't hear about, like, the bonfire story?
I did hear about that.
Okay. Okay. Yes. That's crazy. So for those of you who don't know, this is Zach Bryan, the country artist... well, country is a stretch, but like the country alternative artist, and his now ex-girlfriend, Brianna, I think it's like LaPaglia or something like that. But everybody knows her as Brianna Chicken Fry online. And her and Zach dated for a little over a year, and then they decided to, or, you know, lack thereof, go their separate ways. Zach publicly posted about their breakup. She had no idea that he was going to publicly post about it. And then it came out that they, Zach Bryan's team, offered her $12 million to sign an NDA to keep her freaking mouth, to keep her trap shut, to keep her mouth shut. Would you have signed? Would you have signed?
Okay. If I was me, yes. If you I was Brianna Chicken Fry. If I was around a chicken fry, hell no.
Facts.
She is going to make, she's already making so much money off of this. Oh,
she is so successful already. So it's like, she's not strapped for, I mean, she's not, you know, she's not the richest person in the world, but she's also not strapped for cash. Like, she can afford a luxury apartment in New York City without a blink of an eye. So like, but
if it was
me. Yeah. It was me. It'd be
let me give you my routing number.
Oh my god, there was this TikTok of the, you know, the TikToks that I was like, I ain't no snitch on daddy. Like, yeah. And this girl being like, if I was in this situation and she was like, I ain't no snitch on, like, give me that. Like, if someone offered me $12 million to keep my mouth shut, I'd be like, Zach Bryan, who? You know what I mean? But in all seriousness, like, the abuse that she went through and like the narcissism, and like now people are like going back to her videos that she made and they're like, now it's all adding up and it makes so much sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is like, she is an online person. So like, we were seeing her the entire time. Mm-hmm. We had no idea what was going on.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm sure people are going back and like analyzing. I haven't seen anything like that, but I hope I do. Cause like, I was thinking that too. Like, I bet we can tell. I bet there were signs that like, she was troubled.
Oh yeah. Like, I've been seeing people like taking screen recordings of like older videos of when they were together, like her on the tour bus and like, you know, and things like that. And, you know, there's a couple clips of her being like, oh, I have bruises on my leg or whatever. Because she didn't even go into full detail. Like, she definitely exposed a bunch. Like, in the BFFs podcast, she was even like, she was like, part of it is, like, part of it I'm never going to tell. I'm never going to say what happened. But she's like, this is basically, like, the general gist of everything. Because she was just like, it's not my business to tell. And, like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised she's said as much as she had, because some of these stories are like so embarrassing for him.
Oh my god, yeah.
For example, the Golden Globes, like, about their Instagram or his Instagram stories. So like, as a viewer of their relationship, we thought that it was cute, but now we know she got invited to go to the Golden Globes. She was wearing like this beautiful dress. She had like gorgeous, some cleavage showing.
Right.
And I don't even think she had to like leave him, or like, I don't think it inconvenienced him at all, but he was just mad that she looked so good. And he was belittling her about her fashion choice and what are people gonna think, and like, she said something, I think, on the carpet because she was interviewing and mentioned something about a guy being like a good looking guy, and he lost it. Anyways, all that to say, he posts on his Instagram story, her picture of her in her gold dress at the Golden Globes or whatever. It's like, beautiful girl. Meanwhile, he is ripping her a new one on the side.
That just goes to show you, you never know what's happening behind closed doors. So you cannot compare yourself to online relationships. Mm-mm. You genuinely cannot do it. From what I've noticed, the people who don't post are the happiest. The longer the Instagram post, you know those couples that like post every anniversary, their anniversary post is like 5 paragraphs long. Mm-hmm. It's like, we get it.
And they're like always saying the same thing, but like in a different way every single time. In a different
font every single time.
And it's all very shallow. Like, I love you so much. I couldn't live without you. Like, it's
everything that you do for our family. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, another thing that makes me so mad, and we're going to the whole tangent right now, is the people that are engaged and they're doing like the random countdown.
Like countdown to their wedding?
Yes.
Like every day they post a video?
Like every week it's like 182 days until I say I do.
Oh, Lord.
73 days until I'm Mrs. Whoever. See? 37 days. And like, see, I would understand if it was like you have a date, you have the venue, and then you post the pic. Like, this is the only timeline that I approve of. Engagement photos.
Mm-hmm.
Like the proposal photos. Like, mm-hmm. Here's my ring, got the ring. Engagement photos. Love to see it. We've picked a date. 365 days to go. Cool. A month before, day of.
Okay.
That's it. None of this, like, there's this girl that I follow on Instagram, and she made so many wedding countdown that I was like, you're still not married? Like, in the back of my head, like, she made so many that I'm like, how long have y'all been engaged for?
Yeah.
For the love of all things, like, get married already. I wanted to be like, get married already. Like, just cut, like, just, you know, put people out of their misery. You know what I mean? And that's so dramatic, but it's like, these random day countdowns, it's like, why?
I agree. It drags it out, because when you started talking about this, I was immediately thinking of a girl from my hometown, and my sister and I are both like, is she not married yet? Like, we've right. seen her engagement pictures so many times in so many different formats. Yep. I'm like, oh, there goes my light just died. I'm like, honestly, every time I see it, I'm like, wait, I thought she already got married. Like,
yeah,
what?
Right?
Like, and then she did end up getting married, and I'm like, they all look the same to me. At this point, I'm like, I'm not even surprised. Like, I've seen you in a white dress so many times. Like,
no, literally. It's like, it's like 4 months, 5 month countdown, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. I'm like,
it's just a lot.
We understand, babe. We get it. You're getting married. Like, I don't know. That's just...
Anyway. No, I agree. Do you think that, like, the Zach and Brie thing was love bombing from him, like, in the 100%. Beginning?
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He, from the jump, was like, come on tour with me. And she was like, okay. Like, that's 1,000%, like, bringing her and Josh out on stage to hang out. That was their first, like, you know, speculation. Oh, why is Brianna Chicken Fry there? Are they dating? Whatever. Then the come on tour with me. Then just like everything in between, buying her a house.
How? Yeah.
Getting her a dog. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming, like, don't quote me on it, but Boston, her dog.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if he bought the dog for her, but like buying a dog for her, buying her the Bronco. Like, it's 1,000% love bombing. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think I heard that he also bought his other two ladies, like, labs, like, Labrador Retrievers, or, like, whatever Boston is. Like, there's been a dog involved every single time.
Wild.
Yeah. Total love bombing. I feel so bad for the crap that she put up with. Another story that, like, had me so shocked was when she said she sang the lyrics of Morgan Wallen's song, Last Night We Let the Liquor Talk. She was just humming it, going up the stairs, and he said, what are you singing? You're not going to sing another man's song in my house. You're not going to be disrespected like that. I can't. And she said it was a week-long fight. because of that, because of her humming.
The insecurity is crazy.
So embarrassing.
One time, that reminded me of a story. I was dating this guy. It was the guy who never took me out to dinner, but would spend all of his money on weed. One day we were in driving in the car. I was driving naturally. And, cause he would never come to me. I would always come to him. Cause a 20 minute drive is too long of a drive. So I would constantly, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I really know how to pick him. So we were on the way somewhere and I was listening to a song from Journey and I was, you know, I'm turning it up. I'm singing Journey's one of my favorite bands. Like I'm, you know, going all out. And then one part of the song, it said, "I'll be all right without you." That's a song, that's what it's called. "I'll be all right without you." And I looked over at him because we're in the car together. I'm singing and I'm looking and I like was driving and I was like, "I'll be all right," like goofing around. And he got mad at me. He got mad at me.
Do you mean that?
No, but literally, he got mad at me. And because oh like God. The rest of the night he was all like all pissy. And I was like, are you mad at me? And he was like, I mean, I'm a little annoyed. I was like, what'd I do? Like, what happened? And he goes, I don't know. Just like the song. It just like bothered me. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, you were like looking at me when you said it. I was like, do you like actually mean that? I'm like, I said, you're kidding, right? Like,
oh my what? Gosh.
Yeah, dude. It's insane what insecure men will do.
Wow. Like this, the lengths that they
yes,
go to.
Like do your arms hurt for reaching that far? Like, daggone, dude. That's crazy.
That's so funny.
Like, do you like actually mean that?
I'm so glad that she is free of him. And also her and Grace's relationship, I'm sure that was a huge. Did you see that he wrote Pink Skies about Grace's grandmother's funeral?
No.
Do you know that song by him?
No.
The one that's like, oh gosh. Okay, we gotta play it. It's like a really popular song of his.
Let me pull it up.
Yes. He wrote it about Grace's grandmother's funeral that he didn't even want to go to because Brianna responded to a comment and that's how everyone knows. She was like, yeah, the funeral that I dragged him to and he was like crying and saying he didn't want to go. Then he wrote a song about it. He went home that night and wrote a song about it. And Pink Skies is like...
The kids are in town for a funeral. So pack the car. Dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them. And plenty nights under pink skies.
That's crazy. Oh, this yes. one.
Okay, so then he says, though you'd think they's yuppies. And people were like, duh, because that apparently is something that like Bostonians say, like they're notorious, like up in the Northeast, they say like yuppies and stuff. And he's not from the Northeast.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, that's definitely something he heard at the funeral. And like the whole song is about a funeral. And like,
that's you could see crazy.
Him. Yes. Brianna had to drag him to it and he threw a fit about it and made it probably miserable for her. And then he goes and writes a hit song about
that's
it.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that makes my... Ew. Little man syndrome. Ew.
I love how Dave Portnoy is, like, roasting him beyond belief.
He may be unpopular, but I love how loyal he is to the people that are in his life. Like, when he read the text that he sent to Zach Bryan's, like, team or lawyer, I was like, you better eat them up, Dave.
Yeah.
Like, with his whole chest. Like, what?
Yep.
That's amazing.
He is ride or die.
Yes. And I love that for him. I love that for all of them.
I love that for Brianna, too, that, like, it's, like, a safe space for her. She can go on the podcast. She knows Dave, like, has her back. Josh has her back. Like, it's amazing.
You have to listen to the whole podcast. Because it's, like, and, like, even if you watch it or just listen to it, it's, like, it's so cool because they weren't, like, interrupting her. They weren't trying to put words in her mouth. Like, they literally just sat back and let her talk, which I loved. And, like, I've seen clips on TikTok because, like, I just listened to it. But, like, I've seen clips from, like, their YouTube video or whatever. And they're both just, like, intensely listening and, like, you know, maintaining kind of like what we do. Like, just, like, maintaining eye contact, like, really taking in what the other person is saying. And I thought that it was just, like, a beautiful act of friendship. And I love that she has good people in her corner.
That's very true, because she probably needs that. Just, like, listen and understand.
Exactly. And this thought just popped in my head. I can't even imagine the people who, you know, she's already dealing with basically being abused by her boyfriend, and then people are being like, oh, her and Grace aren't friends anymore. It's like, what else can she go through? Like, what else?
Seriously.
Bless her heart.
I know, and, like, people were relentless about that, and it forced them to, like, talk about it on the podcast. And I remember seeing clips from it, and it was just, like, awkward. Like, you knew that there was things that they couldn't say, and I'm sure Grace felt weird in that position. Like, how do I tell my best friend that her boyfriend's a piece of crap?
Yeah, like, yes.
How do I not overstep?
Right. Exactly.
Ugh.
Bless her heart.
I know. Is there any topic that you wanted to pick? We got a lot of suggestions.
We did get a lot of suggestions. Someone said my deviled egg recipe.
Ooh, yum.
I love a good deviled egg, dude. Ooh, someone said I made a burner account to follow my ex and her new girlfriend. Am I crazy? No.
Nope.
You are resilient. Normal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You are resilient. You're normal. And that's literally all that matters. So I kind of love that for you.
You are resilient is crazy. I love it.
Yes. It's just like, it's perfect. Oh, Christmas. What are you asking for Christmas this year?
Okay. I have a list, and I think most of it is perfume. That's like the only thing I've added to it.
I have some perfume on mine too.
I don't know. Okay. Tell me from yours. Because I can't even... I think this is all last year, dude. I don't think I've updated her.
I have been updating her all year.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
Yeah, because one thing about me is that if there's something I want, I'm buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. Like, there's just no other... So, like, even my Alex called me. He was like, babe, you are impossible to shop for. I said, I know. I was like, I just buy everything that I want. So, I am asking for a White Fox sweat set.
Cute.
Yeah, a gray, like a heather, like a really light gray with like a really like pale pink White Fox logo. Super cute. I'm asking for that. I'm asking for a pair of Adidas shoes.
Ooh.
And then my perfume that I'm asking for is the YSL Libre Intense.
Yes, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I smelt it at Sephora.
Oh.
And it's, like, because I smelt the regular one, and then I smelt the intense one. I love the intense one more. So I'm asking for that. I'm also asking for a hot tea kettle.
Ooh, cute.
Yeah, but I'm asking for one that whistles. So, like, you put it on the stove, and it'll, like, whistle, because it just reminds me, because my mom used to have one. That's how she made her coffee every morning. She would do a scoop of the instant coffee, and then I, like, it's almost like a childhood memory. Like, I would hear the kettle on the stove whistle every morning. So I'm asking for a whistling tea kettle.
Any color specific?
White, like a cream.
Okay.
Like a cream one.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up and show you.
Oh, you picked her out.
Oh, yeah. I have links to everything. Links and love sizes it. To everything. Because I'm like, yeah, here we go. Like a milky white. That's the color.
Oh, cute. Maybe,
yeah. Like a milky white with like the wooden accent. I love that.
You're a tea girl, right?
I'm trying to be. Yes. I'm trying to be.
There you
and then
go.
I'm asking for a sweatshirt from Abercrombie.
Ooh, they do have good, like, Abercrombie, they always have good stuff. They never fail.
Yep, so that's for now, that's all that I have written down.
Well, I'll have to get back to you guys because I'm notorious for being the least prepared. I'm always, like, the last person getting Christmas gifts, and I'm the last person telling people what I want, so.
Same. My mom every day, Brittany, you send me your list. I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Oops. Sorry.
Someone said, your favorite Christmas present you ever received from childhood to adulthood.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't think I could tell you, like, my favorite ever, but I can tell you one, my Heelys. When I got my Heelys, I was on top of the world. I haven't felt that good since then, and they were the white ones, and they had blue, like, around the edge of the shoe, and the laces were, like, a white and blue checkered.
We were twinning because I had the exact same
pair. Shut up.
The exact same pair.
Are you serious?
One, like, all my life, the exact same pair.
Oh, my God. I love us.
Oh, what if we got other ones? Like, adult Heelys. They could make
Dude,
them.
I'm so scared I would bust my head open.
I thought about getting some because I have adult money and I can do whatever I want.
Oh, and exactly. Where would you ride them around? Your sidewalk outside?
Just imagine me Heelying down the street. They'd be like, yep. Oh, is this girl
just like drugs? Walking out your front door, starting at one end, Heeling.
Yes. And then going all the way. But I have trauma from, like, because, you know, you would go out and play out with the neighborhood kids, and people would ride their bikes, and I would not wear my Heelys.
Uh-huh.
And I had trauma of getting a rock stuck and me stopping mid-heel. Ouch. Mid-wheelie, mid-heely.
Yeah.
Mid-roll. And I would fall every time. But I got right back up and kept going.
Yes, she did.
Yep.
I cannot believe we had the exact same Heelys.
The exact same, to the T. The checkered laces. I think yes. I think I ended up swapping my checkered laces eventually for, like, neon pink ones.
Oh, heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Those were so fun. That was, like, a Christmas. My mom didn't always get us, like, the specific things we wanted, like, the name brand, whatever.
Yeah.
But that was a rare item where it was, like, I got exactly what I asked for. And I remember just, like, oh, like, the best feeling in the world.
Eating it up.
Yeah.
Ooh, a random one that just popped into my head since we were talking about shoes and Christmas gifts. Do you remember moon shoes?
Oh, like the bounce ones?
Yes.
Yes.
I got a pair of those.
Were they as great as you thought they would be?
Absolutely not. They were dangerous as crap. I was so scared to use them.
Wait, really?
Yes, they were so dangerous. Like, first of all, you had to, like, sit, and they were basically held by rubber bands. So then as soon as you stood up, you were like,
oh my gosh.
And then I would bounce twice and fall.
My gosh. Was it like a
so
high?
Dangerous. Yeah. Like, it was pretty, I mean, it was pretty high.
Dang.
I was like, it was scary. And it was loud and clunky. I, like, did it upstairs and my mom came running up and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm just bouncing in my moon shoe. She's like, no, ma'am. She's like, not in the house. I'm like, okay, well, I'm scared to go outside because I'm going to fall.
Just like moon shoeing in the driveway.
Literally. Moon shoeing in the driveway.
I remember the commercials for moon shoes.
Wow. They it's made it, like, seem so easy.
Exactly. And they just, like, the commercials had a way back then of really making you want something. Like, yes. You really thought, like, I can't live without this.
I gotta call. My mom called the number right now. Yes. It's for the low price of $19.99. Yes. Like, call them right now.
You don't understand. It's only tonight.
Right. Like, for a limited time only, but then the same commercial's on, like, for, like, 6 months after that. Like, it's a limited time only, Mom. Come on.
Dude.
That's so good.
Wow. Okay, good times. I'm going to be ending this episode smiling. Just, like, I've been watching so many of the YouTube, like, compilations of old shows. Like, last night or a couple nights ago, I watched, like, a Bratz series, like, 2-hour compilation.
Wow.
With all the OG commercials I watched. It was, like, the Good Luck Charlie and Jesse holiday collab where the two families met.
Wow.
And they had the collab theme song. Like, when it played, the intro was like a mix of the two.
Groundbreaking.
Like, I have actual chills talking about this right now.
Groundbreaking.
The way it meant so much to me.
Do you, like, know what I kind of want to watch? The what? Hannah Montana and Jonas Brothers collab. Yes. TV episode.
Deck on
the
it.
The crossovers were so literally good. They don't make shows that good anymore, dude. No.
Everything's, like, cheesy.
I'm watching Desperate Housewives right now. Ooh, and it's so good. Like, it's literally every episode, you have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I am, like, as soon as we get off of here, I'm going to go watch another episode or two.
What season are you on?
I'm on season three so far. Okay. There's like 24 episodes a season. They're all like 45 minutes. It's perfect. It's perfect. Wow.
The cameras were better. The actors were better. It's like, I feel like I don't know. It's something with acting. It's just like not, it's not as believable anymore. Like Eva Longoria, right?
Yes.
Her outfits, dude. Those freaking low-rise jeans. Like, just like the...
iconic.
Oh, like housewife to the actual, like, doesn't want to lift a finger.
Just literally. The curly bratty hair, you can tell we're in hot rollers. But, yes, like, just iconic. So good.
So good.
I know.
Oh, it makes me want to go watch an episode.
Do it.
That I think I'm probably somewhere around like season two or season three, but you're right. Like, you never know what's going to happen in all these
seasons. Yes. Susan Meyer makes me so angry.
Mm-hmm.
Just like every decision that she makes, I'm like, I'm going to bang my head against the wall.
Okay. Speaking of directors, there's a show coming out about a writer or something for like a... Oh, yeah. It's called Anatomy of Lies, directed by, or whatever, based on a 2022 Vanity Fair article. Scene Stealer recounts the details of all that deceit and how Finch's lies boosted her rise from low-level TV to one of the most revered writers and EPs on Grey's Anatomy. One of the writers for Grey's Anatomy has, like, been accused of stealing other people's, like, work and all. It's like a full, it's a Peacock show. I just saw like a commercial for it today.
Wild.
And the way that they did their little teaser, it really like made me think like, oh my gosh, like this is gonna be really good. Yeah. Because did you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Oh.
Dang. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, anyways, if anyone watched Grey's Anatomy, they have this show coming out called Anatomy of Lies about how one of the writers stole everything. So look out for that.
Yeah, I tried to watch it and I couldn't get into it.
I just feel like
everybody dies, dude.
Yeah, they just like remind me of like the same era, like Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah, the very iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So good.
Okay, well, it's 10 o'clock on the dot. I'm about to get to bed. I have to be up at like 6:15.
I was about to say, yeah. Have just the best time.
Thanks.
I can't wait to watch all the content.
Oh my gosh, I hope I make something. Sometimes when it's like a big trip like this, I overthink it too much and then I just like leave with nothing. And
I feel you.
I'm trying to like remind myself to be chill.
Yeah. Just never been chill before.
Yeah.
Never been chill. Don't know what that is. Couldn't tell you.
Well, yeah, I'll be texting you, I'm sure, sending you little updates. But I love you and we love you guys.
Love you. All right, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.